This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Meera Sivasuthi. It's Mother's Day this Sunday, May 12th. And most of us think of Mother's Day as a time to buy mummy's gifts, flowers, chocolates, or take her out to dinner. But beneath all the commercial hype that surrounds the day, there lies deep tradition and history. Mother's Day has been used and abused in different ways to the purpose of politics, religion, and women's rights, amongst others. It has even been used as a platform for advocacy for a number of women-related issues, such as maternity death and childcare. This, in turn, has led to major developments in the fields of maternity death, childbirth, and women's rights. However, to return to its roots, Mother's Day, as we know, has a long history, which most agree began in Europe, known as Mothering Sunday. Celebrations of mothers and motherhood can be traced back to the ancient Greeks and Romans, but the clearest modern precedent for Mother's Day is the early Christian festival known as Mothering Sunday. This celebration was originally seen as a time when the faithful would return to their mother church, the main church in the vicinity of their home, for a special service. Over time, the Mothering Sunday tradition shifted into a more secular holiday, and children would present their mothers with flowers and other tokens of appreciation. This custom eventually faded in popularity before merging with the American Mother's Day in the 1930s and 1940s. Mother's Day, as we know it, was founded by an American woman named Anna Jarvis in the 1900s. Following her mother's death in 1905, Jarvis conceived of Mother's Day as a way of honoring the sacrifices mothers made for their children. Arguing that American holidays were biased towards male achievements, she started a massive letter-writing campaign to newspapers and prominent politicians, urging the adoption of a special day honoring motherhood. Her persistence paid off in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson signed a measure officially establishing the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. Anna Jarvis had originally conceived of Mother's Day as a day of personal celebration between mothers and families, but once Mother's Day became a national holiday, it was not long before florists, card companies, and other merchants capitalized on its popularity. We will talk more about the commercialization of Mother's Day a little later, but first, here's a short audio clip on the history of Mother's Day in the UK and US.
Celebrating mothers and their contributions to society is a relatively recent phenomenon, at least in North America. Ancient cultures paid tribute to mothers and likened them to goddesses. Today, Mother's Day is celebrated on different days in different countries. In the United Kingdom, Mothering Sunday falls on the fourth Sunday during Lent. However, the day most commonly used throughout the world is the second Sunday in May. Mothering Sunday in Britain did not originate as a celebration of motherhood, but as a religious occasion during Lent. Children, mainly daughters, were given a day off to visit their mothers and families. Daughters who were working as domestics used this day to show their skills to their mothers, usually by baking them a simnel cake. Also, people would return to Mother Church for a special service on that fourth Sunday during Lent. Today, the day is primarily used to give thanks to mothers, although some churches in Britain still recognize it as a religious day. Mothering Sunday served as a precursor to American Mother's Day. The event was founded in the United States in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, and it was arguably founded by two different women. The first was Julia Ward Howe, who prompted a Mother's Day for Peace to be held on June 2, 1872, as a way to unite women against war. By the next year, women were celebrating in 18 cities across the U.S. For the next 10 years, Howe continued to fund festivities in Boston, but when she stopped subsidizing the event, it eventually phased out. In 1905, a woman named Anna Jarvis decided to follow the dream of her recently deceased mother to create a national holiday to honor moms. After much lobbying, Jarvis's home state of West Virginia adopted an official Mother's Day in 1912, and 2 years later, U.S. Congress established a national Mother's Day, the same one we observe now. Today, Mother's Day celebrations often see children making breakfast for their mothers, buying flowers, gifts or candy, and, of course, a greeting card. More phone calls are made on Mother's Day in the U.S. than any other day of the year, and it is also the busiest day of the year for restaurants. So make this Mother's Day count.
While versions of Mother's Day are celebrated throughout the world, traditions vary depending on the country. But more important than traditions, Mother's Day has come to signify a whole host of social movements. It has been abused by some governments to encourage population growth or submissive behavior amongst women, and used by some to celebrate women's rights and equality. It also has been used as a platform for advocacy and development. And here are some examples. In Mexico, the fact that the holiday was originally imported from the US was seen as evidence of an attempt at imposing capitalism and materialism in Mexican society. It was also condemned by religious authorities, as they interpreted the government's actions as an effort to secularize the holiday and to promote a more active role of women in society. Certain clergymen concluded that the government's long-term goal was to cause more women to abandon their traditional roles at home in order to spiritually weaken men. In the 1920s, Germany had the lowest birth rate in Europe, and the declining trend was continuing. In 1923, this resulted in the unanimous adoption of Muttertag, the Mother's Day holiday. It was expected that the holiday would unite the divided country. The holiday was then seen as a means to encourage women to bear more children, which nationalists saw as a way to rejuvenate the nation. The holiday did not celebrate individual women, but an idealized standard of motherhood. Progressive forces saw this as a way to eliminate the rights of working women and refused to identify with it. At times, Mother's Day also has been a date for launching political or feminist causes. In 1968, Coretta Scott King, wife of Martin Luther King Jr., she used Mother's Day to host a march in support of underprivileged women and children. In Iran, the Islamic regime used the holiday as a propaganda tool to undercut feminist movements and to promote role models for the traditional concept of family. In 1960, the Institute of Women Protection adopted the Western holiday and established it on the 16th of December. The Institute's action had the support of Queen Farah Pahlavi, who promoted the construction of maternity clinics in remote parts of the country to commemorate the day. In Indonesia, Mother's Day is celebrated nationally on the 22nd of December. The day originally sought to celebrate the spirit of Indonesian women and to improve the condition of the nation. The holiday is celebrated on the anniversary of the opening day of the first Indonesian Women Congress, which was held from the 22nd to the 25th of December in 1928 and intended to improve women's rights in education and marriage. In the 1970s, U.S. women's groups also used the holiday as a time to highlight the need for equal rights and access to childcare. So here you can listen to a campaign launched last year on Mother's Day in the U.S. to raise awareness of mothers who die during childbirth. And when we come back after the break, we will find out how this special occasion has been thoroughly commercialized and how Anna Jarvis, the founder, decides to disassociate herself with Mother's Day.
1,000.
That is how many women will die this Mother's Day.
Not from old age.
Not from cancer.
But because these women were about to become mothers.
That's 360,000 deaths every single year.
All due to complications during pregnancy and childbirth.
90% of which are preventable.
So this year, to help raise awareness,
on May 13th, the one day when people think about mothers the most,
I will participate in No Mother's Day.
I will choose to disappear.
In an act of solidarity with at-risk mothers-to-be around the world.
I know it will not be easy.
To not answer the phone.
Or update my status.
Or ask that no gift be bought for me.
But my absence
will show everyone just how much a mother is missed when she is gone.
And to get families across the country talking about this issue.
So that next year there'll be more mothers and families
who can celebrate Mother's Day together.
So join me.
And me.
And me.
For No Mother's Day.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Mira Sivasodhi. We're on our Mother's Day special. We're sort of going back to history to find out how the day actually came about. And one more thing to remember on Mother's Day is the incredible importance of a mother's influence on her child's development. Numerous studies have shown that mothers have influence on their children's moral, emotional and psychological development. This in turn can lead to a generational change in thinking about women and women's rights issues. It's interesting to note how some believe that a mother is the key to changing perceptions about women and their traditional roles in society in today's world. A mother has the power to dispel misconceptions about women's societal roles amongst her children and family. This essentially means that mothers alone can contribute to the development and advancing of women's rights from generation to generation. Here's an audio clip from an interview we hosted the other day on women in decision-making positions. You can hear Zaina Anwar, Anne Abraham and Hamida Marikan discussing the role of the mother in changing perceptions.
We need to be fair on both sides. Mm-hmm. Yes, well, it's an all-boys club and there's a lot of barriers and ceilings for us. But I think within us itself, given the time right now, there's a lot we can do. You know, and we need to ask ourselves.
I absolutely agree with Anne that upbringing is extremely important. Yep. And women, mothers really need to change in the way they bring up boys and girls. You know, stop differentiating and stop reinforcing the gender roles. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. why is it that the daughter has to help with the cooking and the cleaning and the boys can go out and play? It's just not fair. It's just not right. And you reinforce these gender stereotypes. Or where mothers have brought up their sons to be feminist, to help in the housework and all that. And then when the sons get married and they see their sons helping the wife with the cooking and the cleaning and they're not so happy about that, you know. So yes. I think a lot has to change and it really takes, you know, the whole society, you know, coming together to really believe that we're losing out by continuing to discriminate against women, that we're losing out as a society, as a company, as a country, you know, and it takes the whole all of us to do this together.
As we can see, Mother's Day worldwide has been born out of causes as diverse as government strategy, religion, women's rights, activism, and even war propaganda. Whether it was noble or not, most people will not remember these origins anymore, since the commercialization of the day has become widespread. Mother's Day today is known for fancy dinners, gifts and flowers, and the day's traditions and the principles it stood for have largely been forgotten. Anna Jarvis, the founder of Mother's Day, was particularly heartbroken by the commercialization of Mother's Day. She had initially worked with the floral industry to help raise Mother's Day profile, but by 1920, she had become disgusted with how the holiday had been commercialized. She outwardly denounced the transformation and urged people to stop buying Mother's Day flowers, cards and candies. By the time of her death in 1948, Jarvis had disowned the holiday altogether and even actively lobbied the government to see it removed from the American calendar. Here's an example of how commercialized Mother's Day has become. In this advert, two children are asking their father what gift he intends to give his wife for Mother's Day. He hesitates, evidently not having thought of something yet. The children clearly having been given instructions by their mother to drop hints. Inform the father of a certain necklace available at Kmart stores. It is the epitome of the Mother's Day commercial. Have a listen.
Hey, Dad, what are we getting Mom for Mother's Day?
I don't know. Something nice.
I bet you like the necklace.
With black and white diamonds.
Now just $49.99.
And maybe a Jack and Smith tunic.
It's only $14.99.
The gifts moms want are all at Kmart. All women's apparel is on sale, and all women's sleepwear is buy one, get one free. Plus, all fine jewelry is 70% off. Celebrate mom at a Kmart price.
They're smart, and there's Kmart smart.
Mother's Day is still one of the most celebrated days worldwide. Some argue that this is due to the extreme commercialization of the event, but it would be nice to think that its fame can also be contributed to our deep love and care for those who bear and raise us. Here is a particularly moving audio clip on what people said when asked what world would be like without mothers.
You're going to answer one question for me.
The question
is...
Is
a hard question? What's going on?
Wow, what would a world look like without moms? Okay.
Oh, God.
It's an emotional question.
What would the world look like without moms? A disaster.
Fred would show up at school with crust still on it.
And no one would have clean underwear.
It'd be complete chaos.
There'd be a lot of babies gone wild.
And
aching for a bedtime story.
Lots of beers and high-fiving. Not enough hugs.
There wouldn't be any babies, actually.
Yeah, that wouldn't be right.
I feel like mothers are the ones who kind of develop, well, nourish and develop the child.
I guess the dads would have to be moms. And we'd have half as many wonderful people.
Well, my mom is my best friend and my role model. And she's just inspired me to be a strong woman.
Instilled in me the importance of education.
And wanted my future to be, in her mind, better than hers.
And I think that that's actually been the source of a lot of my, like, feeling of, like, empowerment to be able to do anything.
Watch my mom work her butt off every day and come home and still manage to find time to smile at us. And
so she was really sick for maybe around 6 years. And during those 6 years, I don't think she ever complained or...
There's never been a time in my life where I haven't felt supported by her.
I've just learned so much from her. I just value her and appreciate and look up to her so much.
It's just her and I. And, I couldn't imagine life without her.
My mom died a week after I was born. You know, I'm not exactly sure who she is or how she is, but I imagine that she was a very, very good person. So, like, most of everything I do, I try to, you know, live up to that legacy of her name. Try to do good.
I think that the stars would have waited for us.
I love my mom. I don't know where I would be without my mom.
I love you, Mom, because I wouldn't be here without you.
I love you, Mom, because you have pushed me hard enough to reach my goals.
I love you, Mom, for reasons TNTC, too numerous to count.
I love you, Mom, because I can call you 5 times a day and you're always happy to talk to me.
I love you, Mom, because you've shown me what unconditional love is.
Because you're the most beautiful woman I know.
You have to say why you love me.
Because she's cute and nice.
Because you've been there for my entire life, every day, every step of the way. I love you.
I think the most pure form of love is the love between a mother and her child. And I think it's unconditional, and it's honest, and it's real, and it's generous. And it gives you power to keep going when things don't look promising.
You can send us a tweet or drop us a line on our Facebook page. It's BFM The Bigger Picture, to let us know what you're planning to do for Mother's Day this year. We'd love to hear from you. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.